The topic today is Married in Islam, Part 2. Alhamdulillah, Brother Ahmed Boyd did Part 1 last semester. For those of you who were here, inshallah, we will continue the same topic today. Brothers and sisters, I have to make an announcement, a request. When a speaker gives the lecture and he finishes, please ask the questions which are relevant to the topic. It's like you're sitting in a bio class and the teacher spends 1.5 hours explaining, let's say, your circulation system or something. And then at the end he says, everybody satisfied? Have you any questions? And then you say, please, can you tell me the definition of accounting? What is accounting? It's like that. A person gives a lecture. He spends 1 hour speaking on the topic, for example, marriage in Islam. And at the end he says, do you have any questions? You say, what is death? What is death in Islam? Doesn't relate. If you have any specific questions, you can please email him, you can call him, or you can see him after the lecture. So please try to ask the questions which are relevant to the topic. JazakumAllah khair. Now I would like to invite Brother Ahmed Boyd, inshallah, come and give a lecture.
We can give it a shot.
Oh, I can?
Yeah. I'm using for me.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين لهم الدين. أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء، ونعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن عين لا تدمع ومن دعاء لا يستجاب له. امين امين يا رب العالمين. اللهم الهمنا وسددنا. اللهم الهمني رشدي واعوذ بك من شر نفسي. امين يا رب العالمين. Brother Ismat said to talk about marriage in Islam. And marriage, believe it or not, marriage and divorce. If you look in any fiqh book, you will find it is the biggest book. It's the biggest book, marriage and divorce in Islam. Now, I always ask myself and ask you, which part in marriage you're interested about it? Before marriage, in the time of marriage, in the beginning of marriage, how life will be going, what is the manner and ethics of marriage, what's the purpose of marriage? It's too many topics. What is the intimacy in marriage? What is the manner behind it? The cleanliness? It's too many topics. And we have approximately an hour. I'm give and take. Can somebody give me an idea? What is, yes? Yeah. Okay. Now she raised one question. Is what about if a Muslim person wants to marry a non-Muslim? Okay, what else? Okay, let me take care about this topic because it's actually this come beginning. Because in Islam, we're supposed to marry only Muslim by the Sharia of Allah. Male and female. What about the license of Ahl al-Kitab? Meaning the people who are belong to the book, meaning Christian or Jews. It is a license with condition. A lot of people take the license and forget. License has a condition. And this license for men with condition, not for female. By this way, the regulation for female, no woman in Islam can marry a non-Muslim. It's completely forbidden. And if a woman decided to do so, she become a murtad. She become out of Islam. And even if she did it without meaning or she done it without knowledge, she has to embrace Islam again and make tawbah and announce her own Islam. This Sharia now. What about men who marry non-Muslim? Number one, a Muslim cannot marry anybody except Kitabiyya. Kitabiyya meaning the people of the book. And even then, it has a many condition. If you do not meet the condition, I can tell you right now, I'm not a scholar, but according to the authentic scholar in the Ummah, it become haram. It become haram, obligation, it become forbidden. Why? Because the harm is greater than the benefit. And we see, for example, if I go and marry a person in a hasty way, and I do not know the side effect of this marriage, which is kids, can be belong to the mother or the father, and the mother will be the teacher. And before you know it, the system also against me. By this way, there's no Sharia involved. By this way, you cannot implement Sharia. By this way, according to the scholar, if the woman, the one who is Christian or a Jew, from the beginning, did not have a mutual understanding with you and an agreement, or you start and give her da'wah and invite her to Islam, it become a makruh, not recommended, almost to the level of haram, according to situation. And you can see it in the United States, and Europe and Australia, for example. You find a big portion of young men marry non-Muslim, just for the paper, or for the beauty, or for the green card, whatever. Or for the convenience, or she has an apartment, or she, I can milk her out until I finish my education. Yes. Yes. Especially doctor and engineer. She marries a woman, she can be 70 years old, doesn't matter. Or 50 or whatever. The main thing, she has money. Just to able to help him to do the education. This also is called a lie, because he did not marry her for marriage. And you see plenty of that, and after that you have a child by accident, and now you want to continue the marriage for the child, and is it all chaos? Why? Because from the beginning was wrong. And this is why I always want to start with something very important and very basic, which all of us as a ummah, we do not understand it. I will share with you a small, tiny story. Maybe it will open your mind something. Some of us who get some basic education about Islam and the biography of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did his old da'wah and invitation in Mecca, the majority of people did not listen. But anyway, some of the people who become the companion of the Prophet, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded to go to Medina. And in Medina, they convey the message. The people took it with an open heart. Some of these people, they came back under a tree to make a treaty and an oath between them and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bay'ah. And in this bay'ah, the first one was what? 17 people. And this 17 people, what they did? Before they give bay'ah, one among them, he beat them up in the head. And he said, are you crazy? Do you know what you're giving your hand to? He's a prophet. If you give him your hand, and you have this oath, meaning your life, your family, your money, everything, for the message. He said, we give him the bay'ah. He said, you know what you're doing? You give him the bay'ah to fight with him for the message, the red and black and white and everybody else. Do you know what I said to myself when I was reading that? These people, among them was two women. When they went and came back, this is the people generating Islam until today. This is the people, the beginning of the people with the seed of Islam. This is the people they went and spread Islam in Medina. This is the people they prepare and fertilizing the ground of Medina for Rasulullah to come. This is the people who later on become the supporter Ansar. This is the people Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite them in the same level like Muhajirin in Mecca. The ones he immigrate from Mecca. Why? Because he sacrifice. He sacrifice everything for the message. By this way, if you look at these people now, how does he get married? Whom does he get married? With what intention? They get married, the companion will help them and support them of the mission and the goal. Why today we have too many problems not even exist in books, in Islamic books? Because what we're doing is completely out of any idea of Islam. The intention from the beginning is wrong. The motivation is wrong. Last Tuesday I was in City College. I'm talking about Islam, and somehow I asked some of the students in the class, why you came here? What is your goal in life? And I asked two by coincidence, the Arabic descent, and that both of them agree about one topic. I'm coming to study, to get a degree, to get a nice job, to get a nice wife, to get a nice money, and to have a nice family. And one person, he added up some extra. You know what he said? He said, and I would pray too. Extra. This is the ideology of us. We grow up with the mentality of go to college, get a job, get a degree, get a title, get a house, get a car, get this, get a nice house, get a nice wife, get a couple of kids, mashallah. That's it. Do you know, if you think about what we're talking about, do you know what it means? We're so selfish. We're so selfish. We do not get the message. We do not get the message. We do not understand the message. Everybody today understands the message except us. Look at everybody working for their own belief. And what we doing? We didn't even decide it. Are we going to hold our belief or not? And supposed to be the Muslim, he has an identity, and he has a job and a title by Allah to work to spread the message. But we lost it. By this way, what is the first chosen for men and women? You're choosing the man or the woman, the one can support you in your own mission and your own goal. By this way, today we have to ask ourselves a question. What is my goal? What is my intention? What is my mission? Imagine if I have no goal, no intention, no mission. What do you expect? And after that, when the marriage goes down, because you're getting the wrong number, wonder what happened. Now all the questions rise. By this way, it starts by the seed, who you're getting married to. Look at the companion. The companion of the Prophet ﷺ used to cry to each other. Salman al-Farisi radiallahu anhu, he sent Abu Darda to ask some family to be engaged to him. They talk to Abu Darda, they find Abu Darda has better quality. They marry Abu Darda. When Abu Darda came back, he came back crying to Salman. Salman, he said, why? Why are you crying? He said, you sent me to marry, to ask you, you know, to marry, you know, so and so, and here am I, I'm married the one he was wanted to engage to. He smiled, he hugged him. He said, I'm happy, they choose you better than me, meaning you have better quality than me. And he started crying. But he cried for a different thing, reason. They crying happy to each other. Look at their thinking and our thinking. Look at their motivation and our motivation. Today, I challenge people, take me to a family, tell you I need a man. I need a man with quality. I need a woman with quality. The first thing, what is your degree? From which family? From which village? What, how much are you going to pay? Where are you going to put her? It's all material. It has nothing to do with anything Islamically. Or among another groups, without mentioning name, people go now overseas and the daughter become a merchandise. Because if the father marry her to a nice man overseas, and he's an overseas man, he marry her for the green card, and to bring all his family here. You see, our intention become material. We lying to each other, but it's really become a bunch of lies. The intention is not there, and is not pure. Do you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Hadith Qudsi, he set a principle. Do you know what the principle said? مَا كَانَ لِلَّهِ دَامَ وَاتَّصَلْ وَمَا كَانَ لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ انْقَطَعَ وَانْفَصَلْ. Whatever for Allah will be continued and will be bound. Whatever not for Allah will be vanished and broken and cut. Apply this principle in everything, because it's Allah talking now, not me. Anything pure to Allah will be continued. Anything do not continue, some problem. Some problem in the intention, in the goal. We saw September 11th. We saw the condition of the Muslim, how it changed the condition. Believe me, lately I really want to run away. I really don't want to run away. Because what I see is so massive. If you, the youth of the Ummah, is so blind and so sleepy and do not get it yet, who will change? The elder is finished. The elder is finished. If we do not wake up and we feel responsible about the duty of Islam. By this way, who will be my marriage? Who will be my wife? Who will be my husband? According to my intention and my goal. Why we have a problem after marriage? Because all of a sudden, the cute man or the fancy girl, after a while you discover you're dealing with habit and manner. The habit and manner is the one you really survive with you. The look is not a big deal. The money is not a big deal. What about the seed? Where is she coming from? Who's her parents? This is Islam. What is her intention? What she want in life? What she want from you? What you want from her? If this is not established in the beginning, wonder what happened. Now we have two head, two understanding, two everything is different. Now what about the children? The children in confusion. My mommy said, my daddy said no. And now the house is finished. Why? The absence of the basic of Islam. If you buy any book about marriage in Islam, you will find it. You see, I can go step by step. The right of the wife, the right of the husband, the right of the children. And we can keep going. You can buy a book for $5, $7, $10, $20 maximum. It will be encyclopedia about marriage, and you know everything. Where is the people who buy the book with the intention to really educate themselves? Where is the people who ask questions? Where is the people who are really serious about developing themselves? And if you're not going to be developed now, when are you going to be developed? I was talking to one sister yesterday, and she told me, my husband has a question for you. I said, what's the question? She said, he told me to ask you. He said he had it. I won't have a children, but he feel he didn't want any children. He had it. He cannot take it. He cannot cope up with his own children. Is this haram or halal? I tell her, number one word, halal and haram, is a big word. The topic in here is not halal or haram. Why he feel this way? And I know him, and I know the family. And I tell her, the problem is, the man by himself never have tarbiyah. You see, if me, as a man, I never have the tarbiyah, the right Islamic tarbiyah, how I will give it to my children? But the problem is not the tarbiyah. Because all of you in here, sitting in a college learning. Why? Because you believe the certificate it will give you a higher status in society and money-wise. What about having Islamic tarbiyah? To be a nice, good husband or wife? Why are we not serious about it? Because we don't even think about it. The priority is not there. Because if I do not have something, very simple, I go and learn it. I inquire it before it happened. But we do not have it, we're not seeking it, and we want to give it. Give what? In Arabic, always is a very basic word. It says, فَاقِدْ الشَّيْءِ لَا يَعْطِيهِ. The one who doesn't have it, he cannot give it. But wallahi, you know what I'm telling you? What I'm telling you, it needs only one heart honest. One heart sincere. If you're not sincere and honest, none of what I'm talking, it will benefit you. Do we want Jannah? Do we believe in Jannah? Paradise? Do we believe in what Allah promised? This is, it need, all this you needed. Because believe it or not, the detail about marriage is very easy. What is not easy? Where is the heart is ready to implement what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants? How many people, when they have a dispute, they said, let's go to Sheikh so and so and sit down with him and find out what Allah said to solve our problem? No. My father said, my mother said, my father said, my uncle said, my... And before you know it, a nightmare. And everybody's hard-headed with his own head. Don't talk to me like that. I'm in America. I have a green card. You know, I can do this for you. 911. Oh, you know, he did this to me. Come and take him. And all of a sudden, now we find many men in jail. I'm not kidding. It's true. Right or wrong? If you go and traveling and see families and see what's going on, it's a chaos. You have right, I have right. Who tell you to do this for you? I'm not a slave. I'm a human being like you. And also for men, they think because they're supposed to be the ruler of the house, they dictate. By this way, men is wrong, woman is wrong. Why? The basic understanding and tarbiyah is not there. By this way, the question will be, if I really want to get married, what I do? I will tell you, number one, educate yourself. Get a tarbiyah to yourself, quick, as soon as possible. You said, how? Go to somebody you trust. Find somebody and start studying about the topic you like. And most of all, the tarbiyah of ourselves. Because again, any topic is easy, but the difficult one is us. We are the most difficult one. Why? Because once you grow, to clean up the mess and the different understanding in life is difficult. Very difficult. And this is why last time I said, the main wisdom of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, marry Aisha, because when you're young, you're able to educate. But the way you grow is very difficult. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, how old he is when Rasulullah died? Anybody know? And this is the Turjuman al-Ummah, the most scholar and very well known about Quran in the whole Ummah. Nobody know more than him. How old is he? He is when Rasulullah died. Anybody know?
think he was 17.
17. Believe me, if I have a gift, I give you. You're very close. According to the majority of our course, 16, but it can be 17. Don't worry about it. Because in all these ages, you have a variance between different reports, between 16 and 17. Aisha radiallahu anha, how old when Rasulullah died? Huh? 19. MashaAllah. Almost in the right number. It is. Give and take again 6 months, 5 months, according to different reports. Why? Because these people can carry the knowledge. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a wisdom. If He wants to preserve a message, He preserves it where? In the internet? In a disk? In a box? In a shelf? No, in the heart of the people. This Islam, how it go, and the chain of knowledge continue. How old when Aisha died? Radiallahu anha. Anybody know?
66.
You're very close. Again, it's different report. 59, 63, 66, 64. Imagine what it means. Allah allowed her to live approximately 50 years as a scholar for the Ummah. What about you as a female when you be a mommy? What do you want to give to your children? Believe me, I'm going to tell you something, but I'm not doing it for laughing. I did not meet until now a family. I go and they know how to blow their nose. Blowing the nose, nobody knows how to do it. And when you go, you find the kids always with a full nose. And they have to have their chest congested, and the nose is blocked, and they're coughing. And the mother keep yelling and screaming. Why you do not teach your own kids how to blow nose? Because you find the mom by herself. The mother doing it, the father doing it, the kids doing it. And always you find the Muslim family always walk. Why we do that? Because we do not know any better. Basic common sense about blowing the nose, we do not know. How much of you learning about herbs, about how to take care about a baby? I have a friend of mine, a beautiful young man. He came to me with a baby. The baby 3 weeks old. And the baby crying. Listen to what he tell him. Be patient, be patient. You have to learn to be patient. And he tell me, no, this kid, you have to learn to be patient. And he keep beating his arm and tell the baby to be patient. 2 weeks. And the baby sitting. Drinking a bottle, 4 ounce, 5 ounce, continuous. And then after that, he complained. The baby keep throwing up. And he take him to the hospital after hospital and all kind of sonogram and all kind of pipe and all kind of examination. I tell him, listen, the baby has no problem. The problem in you. Because baby, to feed the baby in this age, you give him 2 ounce. Not 5 ounce or 6 ounce in one shot. What is that? A baby elephant? And the baby, and keep going. And after the, and he threw up. And the father frustrating, the mother frustrating. Do you know why? Because he do not want to be patient with the child. Because he do not want to carry the child and burp him for 5-10 minutes. It's too much job. Because very simple, if you know about baby, 2 or 3 hours maximum, 2.5 hours, 1.5 hours, burp the baby. And you have to have the baby in vertical position. How many people know the basic? How many people are ready to, once they have a baby, they dump it to the mommy or a grandmother? As you already plan it from now, I'm going to marry, and if I have a child, so-and-so will take it in the morning, so-and-so will take it in the evening. Everybody will take it. Are you a mommy? No. Your Dracula is better than you. Because this baby needs love. Today we do not care about the baby of love. The love does not exist. If the baby cries and he really needs the mother, is a grandmother can give him? Is the auntie, is the neighbor, is my sister, whatever I can give him? Or I send it back home. I get rid of him to continue my mission, to get my master's degree, to get my doctorate degree. Look at the understanding. Do you know if you study Islam, every time the baby cry wants the mommy, and the mommy deny herself, she would be questioned about it in the day of judgment. Why she deny her own child? Why? And you have to answer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a man, a scholar was walking in Syria, and this man, he saw something so ugly. He saw a young man beating an old man in a corner. A young man beating an old man in a corner. And the old man just getting beat up, but he doesn't do anything. The scholar went to the young man. He said, please, stop it. The old man, he talked. And he said, no, leave him. He said, who are you? He said, I'm his father. He said, what happened? Why you tell me something like that? He said, 30 years ago, I beat my father in the same corner. Leave him. Leave him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me exactly the same. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a formula, another formula. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, كَمَا تَدِينُ تُدَلْ. The way you do, you will get it. The way you treat your parents, your kids will treat you. Or Allah sends somebody to treat you the same. And we do not get it yet. And this you apply to everybody. Ruler, follower, everybody. We get exactly according to what we did or what we done to our parents. Are we aware about that? By this way, today, I believe the basic understanding of marriage is, number one, my own identity. Who am I? What I want? I give you last time a couple of questions. Is anybody really sit down and think about them? Who am I? Where am I? What is my goal in life? What I'm trying to achieve? Think, if you're honest. What about when you die? What do you want to do? Said to my kids, I left you $500,000 in the stock market, and a bond, and everything is mashallah for you, but I never see your face. I know right now a man, he used to be a multi-millionaire, a Muslim. In 30 years, his wife told me, in 30 years, she saw him only 15 times. They live in a beautiful house, unbelievable house, a palace. But you know what happened? His kids hating him. His wife hating him, and he always in the run. Where is the family? Where is the unity? Where's the tranquility? Where's the peace and harmony? Where's the cooperation? It's not there. Because we think, once I have money, I'm settled. Let me insure my kids. Let me secure their future. Do you know if you say that, what it means? It's a major sin. It's shirk. It's shirk al-akbar. Is your degree will do the job? I was telling some people, I know a man from somewhere in Africa, he came in here, he hardly speak English, and believe me, all of you, what you're doing and what you want to do in the future money-wise, he's doing it in a weekend. Just like that. How? Because provision is not belong to anything. Rizq is belong to Allah. You can have 10 degrees. Look at the taxi driver in New York City, and in Washington, and in Chicago. The majority of Arab and Muslim, and Pakistani or whatever. And all of them, and the majority of them, having 1 degree, 2 degree, professor, doctor degree, engineering, you name it, all of them. And why is he working as a taxi driver? Provision. Do you think some of them do not have paper? They have paper and everything. It's nothing to do with paper. It's risk, it's risk. This is another thing. To think the paper will give you the risk. How many people work in a company and they get fired? Or the company they lay them off? You see, for this way, the basic understanding of Islam, we have to get it. This has to be get it first. Tell me, what topic about marriage you're interesting about it? Tell me, what topic? How you deal with your wife? How you deal with your husband? It's only 2-3 hadith and it's finished. Yes, go ahead.
Okay. About, like, there's this term called Cupid Muslim, where...
A what?
Cupid Muslim.
A what?
Cupid Muslim.
Which means that, like, somebody converted to Islam only mainly because
I see.
Wanted to marry.
MashaAllah. Okay, can I answer quick? Okay, number one, when we see a regulation, we say, what's the wisdom behind it? We do not question the regulation. Because the Almighty has only one principle. He asks us what we're doing, but we do not ask him what he's doing. This is the main principle. By the way, why Allah doing it? Because actually a female supposed to be the follower of her man. By this way, if you marry a non-Muslim, your kids will be following whom? Non-Muslim. Name and title and everything. By this way, that Islam is gone. You forget the main principle? We're supposed to be conveying the message, not destroying the message. Now what about, what you said, the cubic? The puppet, the make-believe. Oh, come on, come to the masjid, just make a shahada, just say the two words, give the kalima, marry him, and that's it. The person who doing it is a liar. The one who's saying it is a liar. The imam he allowed it is a liar. And I saw it. And if any one of you familiar with Guyanese and Trinidad community, you have plenty of that. 80% of the society is bye-bye. Because they get mixed. And mixed and they compromise. They compromise their Islam, but because why? Because you do not know in the first place. And the imam allowed. You give them $100, give the kalima. Cool. Yes. It's not allowed. It's not allowed, it's not true, and the marriage is off, is no marriage. Because no marriage can start with a lie. It breaks the main fundamental belief in marriage. You cannot do that. You cannot do that. You're living in haram. You're living in adultery. And actually, again, be honest to yourself. Look at the statistics. I will take you to family after family. The whole family is bye-bye. Because the woman or the man said exactly what you said. It's not a lot of. You see, maybe in the future it will be good. Because if you compromise from the beginning, how you be a role model? Don't forget, in the beginning you are bye-bye. Because you no way you will do it if you have a basic Islam. No way. No way even you will think about it. No way you will even put it in your mind 1%. If you know basic Islam, wallahi, you will never even think about it for a second. It's major. It's a major sin. It's not a regular major. Committing adultery every day is easy. This is high. This is very high. This gets you out of Islam completely. Because now you're denying the rule of Allah. You see, there's a big difference between I'm a state of sins, I'm a sinner, or denying what Allah ordained.
Okay.
It finished?
I'm sorry, just to understand. So you're saying according to the Quran, it's haram? I mean, not haram, it's a sin?
is a major sin, not a sin. Actually, it makes you out of Islam. As a female, you cannot marry a non-Muslim.
A man can marry a non-Muslim?
American, you came late. A man can come marry a non-Muslim in a condition, and not anyone. It has to be a Christian or a Jew with condition. You have to study all the condition and find out if it meet or not. And you have to have the intention is to be the man, not to be, you know, the pussy cat. No. I'm serious. Because a lot of men, you know, marries a woman, oh, I love her, I have to be nice to her and compromise. And before you know it, you're supposed to give her dawah. Now she give you dawah. And you compromise your own Islam, and I see plenty of that. Plenty. At this moment, it become haram. This marriage become haram. Why you sold your own Islam? And you're selling your own kids. Because now your kids is a responsibility. If this is the mother of the future, what do you expect? Go ahead.
What I was going to say is, do you know in what verse or what chapter in the Quran is said? So I want to do some
research. Okay. Very simple, my brother. For $10 maximum, go buy any book about marriage in Islam. You will find all this step by step. For example, one of the main conditions, okay, who we should marry. And they give you all the verses, all the hadith, all the authentic thing. Because you see, the time now is 2 o'clock. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, but you cannot believe all the books that are out there.
They give you Quran. You can buy 2-3 books. If the same information is the same.
You know the name.
Sure. Call me, I give you all the names. I give you right now a library or a bookstore, 2 bookstores. Most of the books they have is very good books. Darus Salaam in Brooklyn, in Atlantic Avenue. Everybody familiar with it? If you're not familiar with it, ask anybody familiar with it. They have a lot of books. It's a little bit expensive, a lot of books. And most of them, 99% is authentic. I give you another one in Passaic Center. I give you another one in Corona. I can give you all kind of books, story you want. And in Islam or in life, very simple. If you doubt a piece of knowledge, what you do? Verify it. If 2, 3, 4 sources didn't be the same, all of them is bye-bye. Or if you have a scholar or somebody you connected yourself to him, call him. Said, I have this question, I'm reading this in this book. Is this a good book? You see, in Islam, I said it last time. In Islam, we have a chain. This chain has to be done. Even before you buy a book, you should go to somebody you trust. You trust first. And said, excuse me, I want to buy a book about such topic. Do you recommend something for me? The person recommended something for you. And after your reading, you should be in touch with this person in case you have a question and some area you do not understand. Because even reading, you can read and misunderstand many things. But we're not doing that. How many of you, after a talk like that, do you go really physically and sacrifice $20 or whatever and buy a couple of books and that's it, and study it? If you do that, next time you will be doing lecture about marriage, no problem.
I have a question about the age difference in Islam. Like, back in the day, during the Prophet time, it was normal for like 40-year-old men to marry 18-year-olds. But that still goes on right now, so in Islam, is it legit?
Okay. Do you hear what he said? About the age difference in Islam. Is any age different or barrier in Islam? No. If you can fulfill the duty of your job as a husband or a wife, no problem, but you do not cheat. You do not put a makeup, you do not put a fake teeth or whatever. No. I'm serious. This was a case. A woman marry a person, they go, and after 2-3 months, she find out he's not the same. He have a wig, his teeth is fake, almost everything is fake. He lie in the marriage contract, you know? He said, I'm 40-something and he's 70-something. You know? He colored his hair. Now, at this time, do you know what the Sharia said? The marriage contract is off. Finished. By this way, and this today, I said it last time. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he set example. He marries an old, he marries a young. Actually, today we have a minyan. I'm against this minyan, is we have to marry acute, nice people in the same age. It doesn't work. Because if you are bye-bye, marrying somebody bye-bye, what is the result?
Bye-bye.
Really? If you are empty, marrying somebody empty, they said we're going to learn together. Learn what? You see, we lying to each other. Really? Who going to teach whom? Okay, we're going to learn together. But if I, both of them argue together and nobody's learning. You see, we have to be honest. If you study as a female, a woman, really a woman, need a follower. She's a follower. She needs a leader. She needs somebody to take care about her. She needs somebody to develop her. Now, can you get a 19 years old to develop you? Think. What he has to give you. By this way, if you look only in the mirror and you want, you know, I'm serious, if you want that, you get it. And after that, you pay the price of the mentality of the person. You need wisdom, because when you're young, you are a fool. You have no patience. You need somebody elder than you to sponge all that. And if you are a man and young, and you meet some woman, and very good, but older than you, there's nothing wrong with that. But why you marry her? For her money, apartment, or her knowledge and character? You see, I wish today I see people marrying, you know, of the age, meaning 20 years later, 20 years different, but I for principle. It's so beautiful, believe me. You would be so happy. But if you get the right people, with the right intention. Because like, long time ago when I was young, somebody asked me, are you want to get married for an hour or married for 23 hours? Think, you want married for an hour or married for 23 hours? Which one is a high priority? Do you understand me or no? You have 1 hour and you have 23 hours. Maximum is not even 1 hour. It's 10, 15 minutes, half an hour, whatever. Now, are you focused in the half an hour or you focus in the 23 and a half hour? Is everybody understand me or no? How much intimacy you can do it every day? Is this a goal in life? Is this your main, you know, aim? Because in any relationship, you have a half an hour relationship and you have 23 and a half hour relationship. The 23 hour, you're stuck with a person. You're stuck with a manner. You're stuck with a habit. You're stuck with a personality. Either good or bad. Either make you miserable or make you happy. The half an hour, it can come and go, but the most important, the 23. But today we emphasize about the half an hour, and we forget about the 23. Or today even we don't emphasize about none of the above. We emphasize about the house, the decoration, the this, the goal, you know, everything. But the relationship does not exist in an agenda. We have only 10 minutes and we're supposed to clean. Whereas we actually, we should have only 5 minutes and 5 minutes to clean and leave. To be efficient and be real, you know, honest to ourselves. I hope, you know, when I talk like that, this talk can change me. Can make me think. For you as a man, I will tell you one thing. Are you a leader? Do you have the quality? If you have a woman now under you, can you develop her? Or can you allow her to develop you? What you planning to give her, and you, what you planning to give him? And if you do not develop before marriage, when you will be developed? And the more, by the way, you're delaying marriage, your marriage will be worse. Because the more you delay it, and the more you're delaying marriage, the more you get older. And the more older, the more habit and custom you develop to yourself. And now you try to obey a man, you will never obey. Obeying is finished. You become like a chicken without head, ready to slaughter anybody for your own ego and your own habit and culture.
Can you explain why, to some of those sisters, why a woman has to follow her husband? Because many sisters don't know the knowledge behind it.
You see, this topic, you can fix it very easy. Okay, again, buy a book about marriage. You will see right of a husband, right of a wife, according to Quran and Hadith. Not Brother Ahmad, not anyone. Quran said, Hadith said, the majority of the scholars said. Okay? If you have a doubt about that, nothing I can do for you. Because let me tell you something, honest to Allah. What scared me today? A lot of Muslims, when they come into marriage or personal topic, they lose their own Islam. Do you know how to lose Islam? If you rejected one ayah, if you rejected one verse, or one hadith, or one understanding in Islam, you are out of Islam in the front of Allah. You can say, I cannot use it, I'm not ready for it, and you are a major sinner. But don't reject it. Don't say, no, it's wrong. It's not supposed to be done. Who are you when Allah said? If we doing something wrong in our society, it's different. I'm talking about Allah said, the Prophet said. Not my culture, not my custom, not my country, not my father, not my mother. Because believe it or not, the majority of us, our parents never lived as a Muslim. Our grandparents never lived as a Muslim. We do ritual, but the reality of Islam never been there. It's just a bunch of custom. Everybody follow custom. Custom and culture and habit has nothing to do with Islam. Keep this in your mind.
قال غرب النكاح يعني ابعدوا الزواج واخذوا من الاقارب
ما قالش كده
ما قال
لا You see what he said in Arabic is, he said the Prophet ﷺ, is, do not marry your own relative. This is also a not authentic hadith. This hadith is not exactly, but something similar was belonged to the people in Medina and Mecca, but not in the same aspect. It's not recommended, but is nothing wrong about it. MashaAllah. What's the significance of istikhara? I consider it number one. Number one. Especially at this time. Okay. I wish, really, I go to a lot of detail, but let me tell you something. You really want to talk about marriage? Really want to talk about marriage? Set a time, but at least 3-4 hours. Minimum. And I go step by step to every topic. Every step by step from Quran and Hadith and everything, and I will fill it up for you. But 3-4 hours minimum. I will give you a beautiful topic about marriage. Now, about what the sister said, let me tell you what we do today. We plan, we like, we love, we dislike, and after that we do istikhara. It will never work. We have to have adab, manner. Number one is istikhara. You do not call your friend, you do not call your mom, you do not plan everything and said, I'm going to do istikhara. No, it will never work. Why? Now your desire and your temptation is above anything. But istikhara has to be before anything. For example, you see somebody and you like the person. The moment you like the person, right away you make istikhara before you do anything. Oh Allah, is this person belong to me, yes or no? If you find any trouble and any distance, leave it. I know people like a bees, going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, non-stop. This is a sickness, really a big sickness. And it will stop you from developing yourself as a Muslim.
Okay, thank you.
Why? You become a slave to yourself, not a slave to Allah. Because you should not be in any time a slave to nobody, man or a woman. Sign? A sign can be an ease in your heart, can be a vision. All of a sudden it's ease, something is coming, you do not push. You see, when qadr come, you do not push. If you push, it will be a qadr, but you pay for it. Don't push. If something is so difficult, get away. Finished. Don't keep trying. Because if Allah ordained something, you find 1, 2, 3, finished. If something too difficult, believe me, you will find out the majority is a desire. Has nothing to do with you. We have to leave. سبحانك اللهم بحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك إليك اللهم صل على الحبيب المصطفى صلاة تملأ خزائن الله نورا وتكون لنا وللمؤمنين فرجا وفرحا وسرورا وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا اللهم اهدنا وعافنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وتب علينا وعلى أمة الحبيب المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم استخدمنا لنصر دينك على سنة حبيبك المصطفى وأنت راض عنا وتقبل منا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.